Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that is above every other name, the name of Jesus Christ. He is Lord, He is our Savior, He is the one that came into the earth. Light and truth, the very Word of God, became flesh and came and dwelt among us and spoke and did the works of God and created and gave an example for each and every one of us of how to live in the earth, to be in the world but not of the world, to walk through this life and yet not be bound to the system that enslaves and destroys the lives of others. He came into this life and shone bright and gave us what we need to be able to live and to function and to walk through. So even when Jesus said, it's better for you that I go, because once I go, I'm going to send my Spirit. I'm going to ask the Father. He's going to send the Counselor. And He's going to lead and guide you into all truth. He's going to be with you. He's going to be in you. And He is going to help guide you through all of this. So we listen to the voice of the Spirit of the living God. He guides us through this. We have everything that we need to accomplish that which God desires in and through us in our time in the earth. We have everything that we need to triumph over every work of the enemy. There's no weapon that's flashing against you and I that will ever prosper. We have everything that we need to continue on despite whatever the situation may seem like in the natural. We have what's necessary in the Spirit. So in that name, in the name that's above every other name, and even though there are people that try to stomp out the light, stop the light, ban the light, make it illegal, whatever they want to try to do, the light will always shine bright. And even as we are moving into a transition from darkness to light and the power of Satan unto God, because this world and all that's taking place is shifting. And as we're going through that, watch as those that are part of the world just continue to scurry around like little cockroaches, trying to find a way to hold it all together, but it's not going to work. All right. Hey, grab your scriptures. Got something to share here. John, let's see here, Book of John. And let's go to chapter 15. And let's start at verse 5. It says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same shall bring forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another, as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whosoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. That whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Verse 17. These things I command you, that ye love one another. If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law. They hated me without a cause. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. Chapter 16, verse 1. These things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things have I told you, that when the time come, ye may remember that I told you of them. And these things I say not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. Okay. So, and you know, sometimes it's good actually to read between chapters. I know sometimes when we read the scriptures, you know, we can kind of stop because the chapter ends, but just the chapters, those were added as far as, you know, just as a way of people finding in quick reference scriptures and specific scriptures. But, you know, a lot of these things were originally just put out in a continuum. And sometimes there's things between the chapters that you want to catch. So it's a good thing every now and then, especially when you're reading the scriptures for yourself, just to keep reading a little bit afterwards, because it bridges together. Okay, so Jesus, all of these were the words of Jesus, those red letters. I love the red letter Bibles because they give us that perspective as well. And him speaking, and that being, you know, something that was recorded and kept there for us to encourage you, to strengthen you, that your experience in the earth, one, it is not uncommon. So they hated him without a cause. Verse 25 in chapter 15 said, "But this cometh to pass that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law. They hated me without a cause." This was in the law. This was foretold of what would happen with Jesus. I think it's in Psalms 69:4. So they hated him without a cause. They hate you without a cause. Your brothers and sisters in Christ, the ones of you that I've been blessed to know out there, you guys, you are blessings to other people. You do what you can to try to help other people. You do what you can to encourage other people. You give of your time and your resource and your ability and whatever else it is. You are generous in every area, and yet they hate you without a cause. you know, I've how many times, you know, I've had things happen to me behind my back, mind you, so many things as well. You know, vehicles getting sabotaged. Oh yeah, that's something that you know, people have just, you know, I pity the people that do stuff like that, because even though they do things like that in what they think is hidden, nothing is hidden. And because we are ambassadors of God, because we are, when Jesus said to them, look, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And we are ambassadors of Christ. And in John 17, he said his prayer for us would be that we would be one in, that we would be one in him, that as he is in the Father and the Father's in him, that they may be one in us. So the prayer is that we would be one in God. So we are God's representatives in the earth, and people see Christ in us. So when people do stuff like that to you, they're doing it as well against the one that sent you. So how stupid do you have to be to sabotage something that belongs to God? Something that is a resource of a representative of the living God that sees and knows all things. So those that sabotage your work or speak ill of you, you know, I there's been many times that people have been guests in my home or homes, and people that have come through my life or people that I've interacted with, and then later on they turn around and they do something against me. Now, where does that come from? Because that's been something that's been puzzling to me too. Because, you know, we don't do that. You know, we don't do that. The people that I know that walk with Christ, they don't do that. They're wonderful guests, and they're gracious, and they're hospitable, and they're generous, and they're helpful. So where does this come from, that somebody will come into your home and eat your food and sit at your table and turn around and do something like that? Like they will go out of their way to try to thwart you. Well, they do things like that. One reason why, verse 3 of chapter 16, and these things will they do unto you because they have not known the Father nor me. They don't know Jesus. See, somebody that knows Christ Jesus, somebody that is led and guided by the Spirit of the living God, because He is the Counselor, He will lead and guide you into all truth, somebody that's led by His Spirit is not going to do things like that, because the Spirit of God is going to lead them in a way that the Father is. And that person is going to be led, and his mind is going to be governed and controlled, and his actions are going to be in accordance with what God would do. So when somebody does not live that way, and when somebody spends their time and their energy thwarting that which God has done in you and the blessing of God on your life, just realize that where that's coming from. You know, there's been many people inside of I have to put it in brackets, quote unquote, Christian church, that have been very dangerous people. And in chapter 16, verse 1 says, these things have I spoken unto you that ye should not be offended. They shall, words of Jesus now, they shall put you out of the synagogue. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God service. So the early followers of Christ, God said, look, they're going to kick you out because you follow me, for real. They're going to kick you out. And at the time, being Jews, as they were walking out that which God had for them to do, they kick them out. And you can read the early persecution of the church. They kill them. They pursued them house to house all over the place. Around the world this day, people are killing followers of Christ, the real ones. So they, I mean, even now, if you refuse to conform, if you just want to follow God for yourself, if you just want to walk with Him, if you believe the words in the Scriptures that you need, that no man should teach you, for the Holy Spirit will teach you when He comes upon you. If you believe that, if you believe what Jesus said, if you actually believe and follow His commandment, which is, you know, His commandment is that you love one another as I have loved you. Verse 12, chapter 15, greater love hath no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command. And so if you are carrying on with the words and the instructions of God, they're going to kick you out. Now, verse 18, if the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Let me play with this a little bit too. Now this is my own tossing as well. If you were of the religion would love his own. But because you are not of the religion, but I have chosen you out of the religion, therefore the religion hateth you. How does that sound? See, the only place where, as far as religion goes, that God accepts is in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 27, says, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. So if there is any place for religion in this life, James chapter 1, verse 27, that you visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. So the only place is basically to assist and to help those that are the most vulnerable in our society. So the fatherless, so the orphan and the widow, those are the most vulnerable in our society. We are to go to bat for them. If there's any value, any merit in any religion, that should be what they do in their affliction. So you don't do that from inside the four walls of any building or any space. You do that by having boots on the ground. You do that by being in there with them and doing what you can. And to keep himself unspotted from the world. So that in and of itself, however that is led by the Spirit of the living God, but that does not mean you participate. But that's not what religion is these days, my friends. So if you're talking scripturally, what religion is, the place that it has, that's the place where you can find any value or any merit in it. No, what is religion today is a social conforming mechanism. You're supposed to come here and do this and sit down in the pews, and you better be a good little boy, and you better bow, you know, your head and nod when they tell you what you're supposed to do, and you show up every week and you play your role like a good little boy and you accept the hierarchy and you check your brains at the door and then you die on cue. Forget what, yeah, okay, and so instead of, no, you can't trust what God would say to you, you can't look in the scriptures for yourself, you can't let the Spirit of the living God teach you, no, can't have that. No, here's our expert. Listen, what did John say? What did John the Baptist say? A man can only have what has been given to him by God. So no man is going to appoint your leadership like that. That God will appoint his own leadership. See, one reason why religions have been destroyed and infiltrated by the world system and by the devil is they set up a man-made system, a form of godliness that denies the power thereof. And then once that man-made system is put in place, then man, through all the ways and methods of man, learns how to maneuver and navigate that system to set himself up. Why do you think they are busting so many pedophiles in pulpits these days, all over the world? All over the world. And by the way, they do not have a cloak for their sin anymore. Verse 22, if I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not sinned. But now they have no cloak for their sin. So when truth came into the world, when light came into the world, when that which Christ did came into the world, and as that moved forward, it punched a hole. They had nothing to hide with. Before, they were hiding behind their religion, and they were doing all manners of wickedness and perversion and control. And then once Jesus came and revealed them for what they were, and truth resonated in the hearts of those that heard his word, because deep called out to deep. And as soon as people heard that, they realized that the emperor had no clothes. They realized that these people were charlatans, were fakes. And when they realized what they were, then those that were part of the darkness, what was the verdict in John chapter 3, verse 17 onwards? It says, this is the verdict, that light came into the world, but men hated the light because their deeds were evil. They wanted to stay in the darkness. So when they wanted to stay in the darkness, and they wanted to block out that light. So they wanted that cloak. They wanted to stay in the dark. They wanted their control, their power, all of that. And they wanted to enslave the lives of other men. They didn't want anybody getting free. They didn't want anybody getting out. They didn't want anybody knowing that Jesus Christ is the door and the way out of the matrix. And no, they need to block that. So they kept pursuing to kill Jesus. The cross was not the first time that they tried to kill Jesus. They tried over and over and over and over and over again. And Jesus said, "No man takes my life from me. I lay it down of my own accord, only to take it back up again." No one took Jesus' life from him. Jesus came into this world for a purpose. We, my brothers and sisters, came into this world for a purpose. And as we came into this world, and God has that which for us to do while we're here, to understand that though there are those that would oppose truth, you continue on. You continue on in that which is real. See, when light comes into the world and exposes darkness, exposes wickedness, exposes things for what they are, they have no cloak. That's why right now we're also part of the transition in the age. Is truth is getting out all over the place. Things are being exposed. People that used to be able to control, now truth is coming out. Now things are being revealed. And what are they going to do? Because now people are left with a lot of information and they can make up a decision for themselves. And they hate the fact that somewhere in that information that's out there, that truth is there as well, that things are being revealed. It used to be, back in the day, when they would catch, when the pedophile networks had little cracks in them, they would just snuff those people out. But now, things are being, the information is being shared widely. And the contradiction is ridiculous as you see them scrambling. But they'll continue to scramble. Meanwhile, those of you that are true followers of the living God, you get persecuted. you get shot at, you get sabotaged, you get attacked, you get sniped at. Now, and most of these people that do this stuff too, they're cowards, absolute cowards. Because very, very rarely will they do anything to your face. They work in darkness. They work behind the scenes. They plot and scheme. Because either they want to try to seduce you into their system, which, you know, for the follower of Christ, you just keep walking with God and you just avoid those traps. Or they want to try to bludgeon you and thwart you and delay you. Oh, delays. Oh, there's one. You know, just whatever it is that you're involved with, to try to just delay that. This is partly, brothers and sisters, where the patience of the saints is called for. We do all things as unto God. We put all things at His feet. We pray in Jesus' name over all the works that God would have us to do in this life. And we work diligently. We work faithfully. We put our hands to whatever it is that God gives us to do, and we do it with all the might that He's given us and all the strength that He's given us, trusting Him to make things be what they are. But at the same time, we're not attached to the outcome. Your success, my brother, my sister, is in your obedience. Your success is in just in following that which God has for you to do, and leave it at that. The success of Faith Mix is not in the huge reach that it has. The success in Faith Mix is when God taps us on the shoulder and says, all right, this is the next time to speak, and we just do it, and we put it out there. That's it. So this is a wildly successful ministry. Because why? Because we do what God has for us to do. Is there an expectation in the result? The results are in God's hands. I know there are so many people out there that hate that this is going on, that hate that this voice can reach you, can reach people, can reach out, can just go anywhere, that people listen to this on their cell phones and in their cars and their road trips, and they listen to this after they go to the sermon on Sunday, and they listen to this on Monday or on Saturday, or they and this cuts through. They fall asleep in the pews, but they listen to this intently, and the Word of God slices and dices and reveals and exposes and liberates captives, and they hate that. They hate the fact that we can speak truth and there's nothing they can do about it. You know, even if they knock out our sight, well, this is out there. These audios have been downloaded. They've been reposted. People have made videos on YouTube with them, and thousands of people have watched those videos. It just goes everywhere. That it's just out there. And we just continue on, adding that piece that God has for us to do, even as others are doing their part right now. Do they hate you without reason? Yeah. Why? Because they themselves have no light in them. Now, Jesus gave you some words to encourage you. Verse 20, remember that the word that I have said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will keep yours also. But these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. You know, it's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. It's because of him, because of who you follow, that's the reason why. Isn't it incredible that with all the other religions in the world and all the other names that are out there, it's the name of Jesus that gets people just all bent out of shape? It's the name of Jesus that people just try to malign? It's the name of Jesus that's taken in vain when people swear and curse? There's power in no other name. Well, he's the ultimate power, I should say. Because people throw names around all the time. But his is that name. His. He is the rock. He is the foundation. He is the cornerstone. He is that which lasts. And so everybody has to base everything that they do off of that which is lasting and that which is eternal. So that's why they oppose and do all manners of craziness. Why is so much of what you see and know and experience and take the brunt of within those circles of witchcraft that try to attack the children of God, it's all based off of it comes as the opposite of that which is true and real. They don't base it off of something else. No, they base it off of the opposite. You know, I was in a car with a friend recently, and we were just talking about this a little bit, and he was just asking a little bit about, you know, things going on in the world, and I think I shared this with you guys recently, but I just said, look, if it is anti-God, anti-Jesus, if it's going against that which he said, then you know that that's what they're going to push. Now it becomes very simple. Their agendas become very simple. Whatever it is that is against that which is true and that which is real and that which is Christ Jesus, that is what they're going to push full steam, period. Now it's easy. Because that system is set up in opposition of that which is real. Now you, brothers and sisters, just remember what Jesus said. If they persecuted him, they're also going to persecute you. So that persecution that we face is to be expected. Now, how do you go through that? Well, here's part of it too, all right? This is where you need to have some wisdom. How now do you live? This is where you need to have some wisdom. And wisdom also comes with some experiences. Wisdom also comes by, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men generously without finding fault. So you got to ask God. Ask him for wisdom. This is also where listening to the voice of the Spirit is going to make a big difference. Because God will lead you through and guide you through so that that which is intended to destroy you will not take root and will not be able to find a resting place. That the works of the enemy, that whatever it is that the enemy tries to do to you, that God will cause all things to work together for the good of the called according to his purpose. So though they persecute you, that those things are going to work together for the good. Each time they try to knock you down, you get up stronger. Each time they try to do something against you, it works in your favor and it actually makes things better. Each time that they try to work against the plan and purpose of God in your own life, it just works towards the fulfillment of what God put you in the earth in the first place too. You know what? If the enemy, if those that were following the world knew that each time that they did against the true people of the living God, that they're actually contributing to the fulfillment of the purpose of God in that person's own life, that they're making us, that persecution, when you go through with Christ, it makes you stronger, it makes you sharper, it builds your trust. So though they slay us, yet will we trust the living God? They're used and they're allowed to persecute, but God always protects us. See, we trust our God. We trust him amidst that which takes place around us. But know that they're going to do what they do. Some will listen, some will turn, some will realize as you continue to move forward and get stronger, and you're still here. Some will realize and recognize that the God you serve is the truth. Because you know what? If they had to go through a tenth of what we go through, they would, without God, they would collapse on the ground in a little puddle of goo, and they would never, ever get back up again. The things that we go through, my brothers and sisters in Christ, it is purely because the Spirit of the living God that gives us the power to overcome, and we trust Him and we walk with Him. We come through things they could never, ever imagine. And that's why when men's hearts fail them because of the things they see coming upon the earth, when they start to collapse with all that begins and is going on and taking place and will only continue to ramp up and escalate, as they start to collapse, listen, for you guys, my brothers and sisters, this is not new stuff. We have gone through over and again for our entire existence in the earth. And we've also seen God taking us through and leading us. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil, for Thou art with us. His rod and His staff, they comfort us. God restores our soul. So we've already been through. They've been coddled. They've chosen the path of least resistance, the wide, broad path to destruction. The road many travel down to their own hurt and their own detriment, all the while lobbing all kinds of insult towards you. And yet, they're not laughing now. They continue to be more and more perplexed as that house of cards continues to just shake and tremble a little bit more. And as the storm comes, like Jesus said, the fool builds his house on the sand. And when it falls with a great crash. But you, my brother and sister, you will stand because your house has been built on the rock. So with the attacks of the enemy, listen, what can you do? Well, here's a few things that you can do. Be mindful of your circles. Be mindful of the people that are close to you. Because keep those circles, be mindful of that. Because not everybody that says to you that they love Christ are to be close to you by any means. Test those that are around you and ensure for yourself that those that are your brothers and sisters that speak into your life, that are there, that they're on that same page. You can keep people at a distance that shouldn't be there. If you need to minister to people, that's something else. But don't allow them to corrupt that which is in you. Because guard your heart above all things, for out of it comes the issues of life. You are to guard your heart. That means, too, to also be wise in your dealings with others. And minimize your exposure. Minimize the places where these people can do damage. They'll try, but just, you know, be smart. God gives you that. And remain at this stage too in life. Now this is again just, now I'll give you a little bit of my own personal opinion, but my own personal thing is to remain flexible. Because a lot of things are happening right now. And for us, right here at Faith Mix, part of what's going on with us is, hey, God keeping us flexible so that wherever it is that He leads us, we can go. Whatever it is that He has us to do, we'll do. And that's fine. You know, the world and the people that are in the world are very slow, very lethargic, they're always a step behind. The people of God, we move light and quick. Because we listen to the voice of His Spirit and we respond. So, this is an incredible time to be alive, brothers and sisters. Realize that the worlders are going to be who they are. Let them be who they are. You speak truth. You be truth. You let the light of the living God shine through you. Be a blessing where you can. Do what you can, where you can, when you can. Do that. But you have zero apology to make to the world. We are testimonies, living testimonies that there's another way. And for the bulk of them, you are the only Christ that they will ever see, because God's light shines through you. So it's necessary that we exist. And though they persecute you without reason, it's because of that darkness which is within them. But some will turn and be saved. And it's going, and the role that you play is going to have made an impact in that. So keep doing that. We do that, and we play our role because we love, even as God loved us. So, but have wisdom. There's no sense also in being shot at for no reason. That's unnecessary as well. So, trust, love one another. God bless you guys. Hey, we love you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We love you, and we'll catch up with you sometime soon. All right, God bless you. Bye.